Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, May 26, 2015 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Minecraft users, be aware, there is apparently some scareware out there, in particular for Android users. The scareware claims to be cheats and tricks and such for Minecraft users, but once you install it on your Android device, and it is actually downloadable from the Google Play Store, it will then just display a fake virus warning asking you to sign up for a virus removal service, which you do by sending an SMS agreeing to pay something like $5 or so every week for a subscription SMS service. So overall, the software doesn't really do much. It doesn't show you any Minecraft tricks either, and all it does is displays that warning message. Apparently quite popular, ESET, which identified this malware, did find over 30 different scary applications that were hosted in the Google Play Store, and they counted about 600,000 downloads of these applications. Now, over the last year or so, Google has increased substantially the threshold to allow applications into the Google Play Store, and thus investigate these applications more closely. However, still a lot of this just happens automatically, and since this application doesn't really do very much, it probably does not trigger any of the symptoms that the automated tools are looking at. And if you're interested in home automation, you may have considered rolling your own gateway, because a lot of the commercial gateways are, first of all, pretty expensive and then also not very secure. One option to roll your own is a Raspberry Pi and a special Raspberry plugin board that implements Z-Wave. Now, all of this is nicely supported by Z-Wave, which is software that runs on the Raspberry Pi. Now, what it does really, it implements a web service that's accessible via a REST API, really easy to integrate with, in particular since it doesn't do any authentication. Now, this is really not all that new. Randy Westergren has written about this at length, and it is actually part of the FAQ for this particular project, but it just say you should only expose it to the local network and we assume your local network is secure. But in addition to that, they're also making a couple other mistakes. For example, they set the access control allow origin header to the wildcard, which of course opens you up to a number of cross-site request forging attacks, in particular given that the REST API does not require any kind of custom headers. Now, in a second part to this blog, Randy is now writing about how many of these Raspberry Pi devices can actually be found online using a simple Shodan HQ search. He found over 200 that were exposed and completely open, since, again, no authentication would be required to use the API. So if you're playing with the system, be careful and, well, maybe donate some code to the project that implements authentication correctly. And you may remember back in February, the Carbanac malware did cause quite a stir by infecting over 100 financial institutions and stealing several $100 million. Now, this malware was always kind of associated with Russian actors. Wasn't really clear whether they were just plain criminals or state-sponsored. Anyway, in an odd kind of twist of all of this, the command and control servers for this particular malware are now linking to the Russian FSB, so essentially the Federal Security Services of Russia. Now, given that this particular botnet wasn't necessarily actively used, it's not really clear what this change means, whether or not this was something the Russian security services did initiate in order to collect data about the botnet, or whether that's just the attacker's way of sort of throwing in the towel and moving on to whatever botnet they're going to release next, if it's not already out there. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.